It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
It's the best time of the year, says every broadcaster across the country, and especially in Kansas, as it's state basketball time right here on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM, KMZA, Seneca. Back at the Kansaland studios, at Seth Tollefson, feeling much better. And I got Chris Boswell to my left. I'm Jake Spaulding. We're live from the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City for 2A girls state basketball. Two games on the docket today. Our first one, the 8-seed Valley Heights Lady Mustangs from the Twin Valley League, as they won the Wabunsee Substate last week over host Wabunsee, takes on the top seed Wichita County Indians from the High Plains League. Boz, this is going to be a great matchup. You're familiar with Wichita County. You're very familiar with Valley Heights. This is not your typical 8-1 matchup.
No, it absolutely is not. You know, it's been a while since I've been out here in Western Kansas, but Leota was in our league, the High Plains League, which is a very competitive league. At least it was years ago. And Leota always had really good teams, and kind of interested to see. There's been a transition in coaches, so not the same one that I remember, but they're not overly big. They look like a bunch of 5-6 guards is really what Leota, when you just look at them, they're going to get out and run, defensive pressure. They got a lot of shooters on this team, so they're a very good basketball team, but I also know Valley Heights, how tough a league they play in, the competition levels they see every single night. I think Valley Heights, no question, they're up for the task tonight.
Valley Heights and Leota Wichita County, that matchup's coming up here in just a little bit. It's time for our pregame timeout here on 92.1 FM. I had a chance to talk with Coach Jordan Bronksterman of Valley Heights. You'll hear from him after this break. When we come back, we'll have starters in the opening tip. It's 2A state basketball here on the girls' side on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM, KMZA, Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
92.1 FM KMZA.
92.1 FM KMZA, your local sports authority out here in Dodge City. It's 2A state girls basketball, and the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs come in as the 8 seed, 18-5, winning their sub-state against Wabunsee, and now they get top-seeded Wichita County High School. Talking now with head coach of the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, Jordan Brockerman. Coach, congratulations on making it back to state for the fourth time in 5 years. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, thank you. More than anything, I'm proud of the girls and proud of their effort, and they've done a lot to get here, and I'm just really happy for them.
Looking at the season as a whole right now, again, the 18-5 record, you know, I think we learn a lot when we get to this time of the year that records really don't mean a whole lot. It's about the quality of competition, and you battle in the Twin Valley League night in, night out, and then also play in that Twin Valley League tournament. Tell me about your schedule and how you feel like it's prepared your team for a game like today.
Well, we're really fortunate to be in the TVL, and I think all schools that are part of it feel the same way. If you can make a run, or if you can escape and get out of your sub-state, I think it does give you a really good chance to compete and perform at the state level, because you face state-caliber teams every night in our league, and I think it shows with the teams that have qualified. You've got four girls teams that are going to be playing in the state tournament here, and I think it's a testament to, you know, the quality athleticism in our area, how hard and gritty these girls work in our area, the good coaching that makes you better as a coach when you're going up against these guys. And it's a great thing for us, and we're going in as the 8 seed, but we don't feel like an 8 seed. So
definitely not playing like an 8 seed either, Coach. And that's something that we saw at Wabunsee. Wabunsee, a team out of the Mid-East League that they had 7 losses going into that sub-state, or 9 losses, excuse me, but 7 of those came against teams like Silver Lake and the like, St. Mary's and Rossville. They are very battle-tested, and you guys found yourselves down in the second half of that game, and a great comeback by your girls just shows that grit, determination. What is it about your team and how they're playing right now do you feel like gives you guys a great chance to not only win today, but to make a deep push in this tournament?
Yeah, well, and we kind of knew we'd see Wabunsee. We know that they play in such a competitive league, and that it doesn't matter their record. And it's a little bit maybe like teams that come out of the TVL for them. But I knew in that game that our girls were ready to play, and our girls are hungry, and they want more. They don't want to see a season just end and be happy with that. They want to make something special out of it. And I think they're going to continue to try to do that and try to prove people wrong and try to be an undefeated 1 seed and really make a name for themselves.
You know, the last time, again, I'm just going to throw this out there, Coach, is the last time that Boz and I broadcasted an 8-1 matchup, the 8 seed, our local area team, won that game. And so we're hoping that it's the same as true today. Let's talk about your team a little bit. You guys go 7-8 deep on your guys' roster, but that starting 5 really is a collective group that seems that when things are clicking, this is a team that can get out and run and just put points up in a hurry because of the defensive side of the basketball. What's sticking out to you right now about these girls?
Well, I think they've really started to gel, and there's kind of a certain level of comfort when we have any mix of our top 8 on the floor. I think they're all confident. I think they've learned and established their roles. They play within themselves. They've just kind of bought into everything that we've asked them to do, and along with that, they just compete and compete and compete. So that's the number one thing. If you're going to get on the floor for us, you have to be a competitor, and luckily we found that with plenty of girls on our team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You guys were able to sustain, you know, some of your major contributors had 4 fouls in your sub-state championship game, and you were able to go to kids like Olivia Scala, kids like Ann Turber off the bench to give you good quality minutes off the bench. Let's figure this out. Why is it such a gelling thing right now for this team as we're pushing into March?
Well, I think that our role players, our girls that have come off the bench, they know exactly what they need to do when they're out there. And yeah, we had Delana and Maggie on the bench with foul trouble for quite a bit of time in the fourth quarter, but it really felt like there wasn't a drop off of what we had on the court. And I think that, you know, we had other girls that aren't our traditional scorers really step up, and we have that on our roster as well. Maggie, our leading scorer, was held to 2 points, but we had other girls step up. And I think that is a strength of our team. When, you know, one kid's having an off night, maybe offensively, they're still going to bring it defensively, but somebody else can pick up their slack on in scoring the ball.
Valley Heights Mustangs head coach Jordan Brockerman talking with me right now, taking on top seed Wichita County. Tip-off coming up here in just a little bit. Coach, let's talk about this matchup against Wichita County, a very guard-heavy team, and a team that maybe plays not so much of a competitive schedule compared to a team like yours. What are you looking at against this Wichita County team here today?
They're undefeated, so they are a very good team. But one of the first things we look at when preparing for them was look at their schedule and who they play. And, we look at them and they're beating teams by 30 and 40 points every night. And in one way you might think, man, they're really, really good, and they are. But we kind of look at it as they're not playing the teams that we play, and we think that gives us a competitive edge in the ball game.
Wichita County 23-0, Valley Heights 18-5. Tip-off coming here in just a little bit. What does it mean? We talked about this in pregame on Saturday before your Wabunsee sub-state championship game about how important it was for your team to get back to a state tournament for the fourth time in 5 years. You told me a little bit about how it's a program mindset. So how important is it right now for your team to be stepping out on the floor here in just a little bit against Wichita County here in Dodge?
Yeah, we think it's really important more than anything just to feel the excitement of a state run, to get there and establish some level of experience so you know what it's like when you try to get back there the next year and the following year after that. And you want it to be kind of the cultural standard for your program. And we don't talk about it really at all, but all the girls know it, and that's the way we want it to be.
Coach, thanks so much for taking some time with me as we are getting ready for tip-off, and good luck today. We hope to get you on to Friday in a semifinal round.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Coach Jordan Proxerman of the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. Our pregame show continues after this two-minute timeout. Starters and tip-off of Valley Heights, Wichita County, up next here on 92.1 KMZA.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
We're back here at the United Wireless Arena in beautiful Dodge City, Kansas. Jake and Boz hanging out with you now on a Wednesday. Boss, I think we're going to hit every single day of the week at some point.
It's been a little different doing this on a Wednesday.
No doubt. Seth Tollefson back at the Candleland Studios taking care of us here today. Game one of two across our networks here from Dodge City, as at 4 o'clock we will be tipping off Riverside and Hoxie from this 2A state tournament. The winner of that game will take the winner of our game right now, which is Valley Heights and Wichita County. Valley Heights, the 8th seed, the Lady Mustangs, introduced right now, 18-5 on the season. Head coach Jordan Brockstrom, how did they get here? Well, they've won seven straight, including defeating Wabunsee in the sub-state finals last Saturday, 51-45. Their previous seasons at state, again, this is the fourth time in 5 years for the Lady Mustangs here at state. In 2023, that was the only year in that run where they did not make it. They fell to Riverside in the sub-state, but they lost to in the opening round of 2022, and they placed third in both 2021 and 2020. So Coach Jordan Brockstrom trying to get his team back to a second day here at the state tournament. They're taking on top seed Wichita County, the Indians from the High Plains League. 23-0 on the season is Wichita County. But I'll tell you one thing about them. They've had just three games this season played within 10 points all season long. Their closest game was against Meade, 47-44. Then they played that same Meade team last Saturday in the sub-state championship, and they beat them, Boz, by 24. So this is a Wichita County team that's rolling in their own right. Obviously, 23 straight games, but they're taking on a Valley Heights team that's catching some fire at the right time.
Yeah, when we look at Valley Heights and what they've been able to do this second half of the season, they're playing really good basketball. I think their team is very confident in what they're doing. These girls have played together for a long, long time. They all are really familiar with what they do on the court. And Valley Heights has a lot of girls. Sometimes when you get a team to the state tournament, they might have one or two scorers or one or two top players. Valley Heights, they've got 5, 6, 7 girls that are all going to be in the mix. There's no one scorer necessarily. There's no one post player. They're very spread out as far as who can contribute on any given night. Leota, on the flip side, Wichita County, they are a bunch of scorers, I mean shooters. They can knock down threes from the perimeter, and obviously they're 23-0. They've been pretty consistent shooting the ball, but what we heard from Coach Brockstrom, what the word is, they kind of live and die by the threes.
Yeah.
And that's something that's going to be very interesting tonight, them playing in a little bit different environment.
No doubt. We're here at United Wireless Arena talking about that environment. Let's give you your starters now. Valley Heights in their road black uniforms, trimmed in white with purple as well. The purple's numerals and letters. Starting for the Mustangs, 5'8" senior, averaging 14 points a game and 4 steals. That's Maggie Turber wearing number 10. A 5'8" senior, Delana Merck, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds a game with 3 assists. She wears number 14. A 5'6" senior, Audra Steinfurt, averaging 4 points a game. She wears number 15. And then the Energizer Bunny for this team, a 5'9" sophomore, averaging 12.7 boards. Ava Smith wears 25. And Mia Vermetten, a 5'8" sophomore, 7.5 boards a game, wearing number 31. Wichita County will move left to right to begin this game, and they're home white on white with red trim numerals and letters. 5'1" junior Ashlyn Rickey is wearing number 1. 5'7" senior Megan Rickey, sister to Ashlyn, wears number 5. 5'11" senior forward Sydney Bierman down low, she wears number 14. Erica Chiriquez, a 5'3" senior at guard, wears 21. And Brianne Rickey, a 5'2" sophomore, wears 22. It'll be Ava Smith and Mega Rickey in the center of the court. The official says we're good to go. There's the whistle and the jump, and we're underway in state basketball 2024. Valley Heights wins the opening tip. Here's Maggie Turber to Delana Merck. Now left wing right in front of us. It's Ava Smith. Drives into the lane. Kicks out to Vermetten. Mia drives right lane line. Kicks it back out to Ava Smith. She drives down the left lane line. Out to Turber now on the left wing. Maggie, she'll drive baseline. Cut off. Great defense. Puts up a shot. Can't get it to drop. Loose ball foul. It'll be a foul on Wichita County. And Valley Heights retains possession.
Yeah, great job, Maggie Turber. She got on the baseline. Stuck. Did a little pivot along the base. Put up the shot. Missed it. But then she fought after that rebound and a foul on Wichita County.
Samantha Medina already checks in for Wichita County, a 5'8" junior. That foul was on Megan Rickey, her first. Merck to trigger it in. Gets it into Turber. Deflected, but Maggie able to collect it. Now Mia Vermetten drives right baseline. Kicks it out and a kick ball will be the call. It'll stay here with Valley Heights.
You know, one thing Valley Heights likes to do, they run a four-out offense, and they look to attack off the bounce. They try to get downhill and really slash to the rim.
Inside to Ava Smith, her shot rejected and taken away by Wichita County. The first or second shot of the night up for Valley Heights. They're 0 for 2 to begin this game. 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Wichita County with the basketball, moving left to right across your radio dial. Here's a high post entry to Bierman. Gives it off to Megan Rickey. Her fadeaway shot, no. Rebound to Audra Steinfurt for Valley Heights.
Boy, just a couple passes for Wichita County. Two passes and a shot. They're going to put up a lot of shots today.
Merck's get pass in the corner right in front of us. That's the left short corner to Vermetten. She kicked it back to Delana on the right wing. Into the corner it goes. Maggie Turber. Now a skip pass to Vermetten at the left elbow. Valley Heights resets offense to the right wing. Maggie. Top of the key, Delana. She looks at Coach Brockstrom and he says, hey, let's reset here. Right wing three on the way by Maggie Turber. That's good. Great pass from Merck, and Maggie Turber gets the scoring started. She's now got 23 threes on the year.
And now a little full court pressure from Valley Heights, just trying to keep Leota of Wichita County out of rhythm.
And Ava Smith will pick up a foul here. And that's one thing Coach Brockstrom had said, well, we've got to keep our kids out of foul trouble. And Smith picks one up here with 6:29 to go in the opening quarter, 3-0. Valley Heights with the advantage. Indians trigger it into Ashlyn Rickey between the rings. Dribbles handoff with Megan Rickey, again her sister. Three sister Rickeys on this team. Her shot up, no. Rebound ripped down by Ava Smith. Here come the Mustangs, looking to run and transition. Smith all the way to the rack. Layup is good. Ava Smith dribbled that ball 94 feet with the bucket.
And I think that's one thing Valley Heights, they're going to need to do is get those defensive boards and push the tempo a little bit.
Three on the way in the corner from Wichita County is through, as burying that one was Brenna Rickey, the sophomore sister. 5-3, Valley Heights with the lead and a turnover on the Mustangs. And a loose ball and a travel here on Wichita County will turn it right back. Ava Smith a little out of control there as that pressure, both these teams want to really vamp up that pressure.
Yeah, Ava Smith, she's good in the open court. When she gets into traffic sometimes, her head kind of goes down. She keeps her eye on the ball a little bit, and it tends to get away from her sometimes.
Stoppage here on the floor as they're just checking to make sure everybody's okay because there was a brief collision on the deck. Here's an entry for Valley Heights up the court, and a pass deflected out of bounds, saved in momentarily, and Delana Merck comes away with it for the Mustangs into the front court. Steinfurt, left wing, it's Smith. Kicks in the corner, deflected, and turnover. Number two on Valley Heights. Up the floor, baseball pass off of Merck, and picked up by Vermenton, so Wichita County turns it right back.
Kind of a frantic pace here the last several possessions.
Vermenton stuck in the front court, gets it to Merck, now to Turber, left wing, Maggie trying to get Steinfurt down low. She drives in, distances it off. Steinfurt off the window, no. Rebound, Fonkor Smith has it for Valley Heights. Now in the right corner, Delana Merck. She settles into a three. That's good. A fist pump from Delana Merck. She says, let's go, Ava. It's now 8-3, Mustang.
Well, that's an extra possession off of great hustle on the offensive glass. That's something that'll pay dividends for Valley Heights if they can get those extra possessions.
Baseline drive and a whistle, a foul called here on the Mustangs as Ashlyn Rickey drove baseline. I believe they're going to get that on Maggie Turber. Check that. That's on Mia Vermetten. Her first free throw is good from Rickey. Checking in, Samantha Medina again. She replaces Sydney Bierman, again, the 5'11 senior for Wichita County. Second toss from Rickey is good as well. So it's 8-5, Valley Heights with the advantage here. 4:51 to go in quarter number one. Full court pressure here by the Indians. Still in the backcourt, Ava Smith with a left-handed dribble, moving right to left. Now breaks the timeline, comes up to a trap, and finds Delana Merck. Merck swings it right wing. Maggie Turber, wide open three. Count it! Her second triple of the game, Boz, and the three-pointers are raining as if there's a cloud above it.
Wichita County, they're trying to apply full-court pressure. Valley Heights doing a great job beating them off the dribble. They're able to dribble through that press and then find an open player, and that's Valley Heights. 3-for-3 beyond the arc.
And a turnover here on Wichita County. Maggie Turber puts her hand in there and steals that basketball. Up the court. Here come the Mustangs. Steinfurt at the rack. Offensive foul on Audra Steinfurt.
Yeah, Audra Steinfurt no fault there, but she just went a little bit too deep, trying to get to the rim, but Wichita County had a player just sitting there waiting for her.
11-5, Valley Heights with the lead here, 4:15 to go, quarter number one. Full court pressure here by the Mustangs. Indians have it in the backcourt. It's Ashlyn Ricky. Gives it over to her sister Megan on the left side, crossing the timeline now. Get Wichita County moving left to right. Behind the back dribble by Ricky. Into the lane. A lot of contact. No whistle. Off the window. No. Here comes Valley Heights. As Ava Smith over to Maggie Turber. Easy lay-in is good. Bosh, he's got 8. Timeout, Wichita County. It's 13-5 Mustang. 3:55 left to go in this first quarter. They're bursting out of the stable here, Boz. In Dodge, we're back in 1 minute.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
KMZA.
An explosive start here for Valley Heights. They lead 13-5, 3:54 to go in the first quarter. Seth Tolleson back at the studios. Chris Boswell to my left. I'm Jake Spaulding here at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. Wichita County with the basketball down by 8. The right wing, it's Megan Ricky drives baseline, step through, shot no, but a foul. She'll go to the line for 2. Let's reset your lineups here for Valley Heights. Same starting 5 on the floor right now for the Mustangs. Maggie Turber, Delana Merck, Audra Steinford, Ava Smith, and Mia Vermenten. That's the second foul now on Audra Steinford down low for the Mustangs. And a brief conversation there from a couple of the officials. Say now we're good to go. So Megan Ricky to the line to shoot 2. First one on the way, no good. How long does Coach Froxerman keep Audra in that game with those 2 fouls here, Buzz?
Well,
38 to go in the first.
She'll probably be on the bench for just a little while here just because we got 3:38 left in the first quarter. You probably won't see her maybe till halfway through the second, I would imagine.
Second free throw was good. In for Audra Steinfurt. To replace her is Ann Turber, Buzz, a 5'8 junior. She had 7 points in the championship game at Substate on Saturday. Was a real spark off the bench for this Mustang team.
Yeah, it's awfully nice when you can go to your bench and not lose a whole lot offensively.
Turnover here on Valley Heights. Those Vermette loses the handle on it. 13-6. Wichita County down by 7, but they have the ball. And then absorbing contact here as just going right at Ava Smith. And Buzz, that's down number 2 on Ava. That's the 15th foul as well. That's going to be 2 free throws. Well, they have 5 up on the scoreboard. I think the officials are going to look at, I've only got 4 on my, or no, I do have 5. I got Mia Vermenten with 1, Smith with 2, and Steinfurt with 2. So that's 5. That's going to send Ashlyn Ricky to the line where she's 2 for 2 on the night. First one is good. Again, foul trouble was the one thing that I think Coach Brockerman said he was nervous about in this game.
Yeah, I mean, Valley Heights, they go 8 deep, but you just don't want to have your playmakers on the bench.
Smith goes to the bench as she's replaced by Tessa Miller in the game now. So Ann Turber, Tessa Miller, first 2 off the bench for Coach Brockerman. Ann gives it over to Maggie on the right wing, looking to drive baseline, cut off, top of the key, Mia Vermenten, squared up on a 3, but she traveled, they said. And that's now back-to-back turnovers and offensive possessions for Valley Heights. 13-8, 3:08 to go here in the first. Valley Heights by 5.
And Vermenten, she was kind of stuck. She caught the ball just outside the 3-point line, squared up like she was going to pull the trigger, and then kind of thought better of it, but she just shuffled her feet before the drive to the basket.
Ashlyn Ricky across the timeline gives it to Megan, her sister, back to Ashlyn in the corner. And taking on 3 was Emma Burning. Back to Ashlyn Ricky, into the corner to Burning. Gives it to the right wing, driving in the lane is Brenna Ricky. Floater is good. She's got 5, and just like that, it's a 3-point game. Largest lead was 7 for the Mustangs a moment ago. A near travel by Valley Heights. And they cross the timeline. 2:35 to go in the first. In the corner, Mia Vermenten. Head fakes on a 3. Back to Maggie Turber. Delana Merck working hard down low, and a foul will be called here on Emma Burning. It's a mismatch right there. 5'4" Burning trying to body up down low against 5'8" Delana Merck. Yeah, Delana Merck doing a really nice job in the post. The defender was trying to high side wrap around, and Delana was doing a really good job using her body, wouldn't let her get over the top, and finally the official blew the whistle. Sydney Bierman checks back in, 5'11" senior. Here's a three on the way by Mia Vermette, and that's short. Rebound ripped down by Wichita County. This was 13-5. It's a 5-0 run for Wichita County. Now a three on the way by the Indians. That's short. Rebound. Vermette out to Torber. Maggie into the front court. Left-handed drive. Layup. No. Thought she was fouled. She loses the handle on the rebound of Wichita County, though. Now Maggie Torber, her shot blocked but fouled. She'll go to the line for two now. Maggie Torber had an open layup. A lot of contact, no whistle, but a fight to the rebound by Mia Vermette kept it alive for the Mustangs.
Yeah, great hustle. Again, that's just another offensive rebound off a missed shot, another opportunity for Valley Heights.
Turber's first free throw is good, and I think maybe free throws were something that was worked on. This Mustang team really struggled in the sub-states leading into the state tournament, and Maggie, you know, struggled in that sub-state championship game. A lot of heart on the defensive end. Couldn't score the ball very well. Fouled out with just 2 points. But Bosh, she's got one more free throw coming here. That's off the mark. But she's got 9 already here in this first quarter. 14-10, Valley Heights has never trailed in this game. Left wing it goes. Now skip pass to the right. Driving baseline is Erica Tariquez in the lane. Stripped away. Nice job there defensively by Mia Vermette. Comes away with it up to Ann Turber. Crossing the timeline up to Delana Merck, and she's fouled. Oh, they're going to say out of bounds.
It was Valley Heights.
And a lot of contact there again. Officials letting them play here in the state tournament for sure.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes it can be a little bit different depending on what league you're used to playing in. Typically, state tournaments, they don't blow the whistle a lot.
14-10, staying with Valley Heights. The lead is 4. They have the basketball. 1:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's Ann Turber. Olivia Scala checks in for the first time for the Mustang. Right wing it goes to Delana Merck. Down low. Now here's Scala. Skips it near side. Wide open three for Vermette. Off. Rebound is out of bounds. It'll stay with Valley Heights.
I think that's one thing Valley Heights can have some success with. They went inside that time to Olivia Scala. Defense collapsed. They kicked out. Mia Vermette had a good look at it. She'll knock down those shots.
Vermette, Maggie Turber, Ann Turber, Olivia Scala, Delana Merck on the floor for the Mustangs. Back into the game, Sydney Bierman for Wichita County. Here's a turnover on the Mustangs, Buzz. Quickly up the floor, run-out opportunity, and Wichita County's got it underneath their basket. Kick it out, but it's taken away by Delana Merck. Great hustle defensively by Delana.
Delana, last person down the floor, hustling to get back, and Leota threw it just right to her.
Ann Turber, right wing, Maggie, head fakes on a three. Dribbles between two defenders, kicks it back to Ann in the corner. Down low to Scala, and it's poked away by Sydney Bierman. I haven't mentioned her hardly at all tonight so far.
Yeah, Bierman plays about a minute, maybe minute and a half at a time, and then she goes out of the game for a little while, sits on the bench. She gets tired pretty quick.
And the largest lead of the game was 8 for the Mustangs. They're up by 4 with 1:04 to go. Entry, Maggie Turber in the lane. Her shot, no. A lot of contact, no whistle. Rebound by Bierman. She clears for Wichita County. Under 1 minute to go in the first. Megan Rickey gives it left wing. Ashlyn Rickey, she'll fire a deep three. That's off the mark. Rebound tipped around, and Valley Heights comes away with it. Ann Turber into the front court. No numbers here. The 2-on-3 break, but a foul here by Ashlyn Rickey will be the 15th foul on Wichita County and should put Ann to the line for two. Correction, that's just the team's 4th. So Merck to trigger it in. Into Ann in the right corner. A three on the way is short. Rebound ripped down by Ashlyn Rickey looking to run. 38 seconds to go in the first. Still a 4-point Mustang lead. Left wing three on the way by Wichita County. No good. Mia Vermette rips down the rebound. With 30 seconds to go, do you hold the pace here, Boz, for one shot?
You know, we kind of asked that same question last week in the sub-state final. And Valley Heights, they really don't have a stall game. They run the offense. If they have an open shot, they're going to take it.
And Turber on the left wing. High post here by Maggie Turber. Into the right corner it goes. Delana Merck drives in the lane. Wide open layup. Miss. Vermette with the rebound. Put back. Yes. And the foul. Mia Vermette, right place, right time. And a big time basket there for the sophomore. She'll go to the line for an and one with 10 seconds to go.
Another opportunity to put points on the board after an offensive rebound. Great job by Mia getting position.
Free throw is in and out. And off of Wichita County, it'll stay Valley Heights basketball. Coach Bryce Nicholson just frustrated with his girls right now and said, just grab it. She tried to dribble it, Bosnian, and knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, great opportunity. 9 seconds left here, but Valley Heights could add another bucket.
Merck triggers it in for Metten. That's fixed on a wide open three, skips it right wing. Maggie Turber, she steps into a three, that's in and out. No. Rebound, knocked out of bounds off of Wichita County. It'll stay Valley Heights basketball. 2.2 seconds, all that remains here in the quarter. And a substitution will bring Samantha Mendina back in. Elena Merck will trigger it in with just 2 seconds to go. Mustangs up by six. She slaps the basketball, looking to trigger. Top of the key for Metten. She'll fire a three. In and out. We've reached the end of the first quarter. Valley Heights has never trailed. They lead 16-10 as we head to the second. 2A opening round, girls state basketball. On your local sports authority, we cover the teams like no other here on 92.1 KMZA.
Parker Seed in Waterville is a DeKalb, Asgro, and Midland dealer working to fulfill your need for seed. Congratulations to the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs and good luck at stake. For all your seed growing needs, contact them at 785-562-6687. Parker Seed in Waterville. Go Mustangs!
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
KMZA.
16-10, Valley Heights leading Wichita County here as we begin the second quarter of action. Jacob Bonds with you here in Dodge City. Seth Tollison back in the studios. Here's an deflection and a turnover by Wichita County. Ava Smith back in the game, making her presence felt immediately. And then a travel here on Delana Merck as stepping in front of her was Erica Tariquez. And, of course, the shuffle of the feet. So we go back-to-back turnovers here to begin the second. 16-10, your score. Same starters on the floor right now for Valley Heights as it's Maggie Turber, Delana Merck, Audra Steinford, Ava Smith, Mia Vermetten. There's a baseline drive. Three on the way by Tariquez. That's off the back heel. Rebound fought for and still being fought for, taken away by Megan Rickey of Wichita County. Now Ashlyn Rickey to Tariquez. Dribbles it to the left wing and a deep three by Megan Rickey is good.
Yeah, these girls can shoot. If you think they're too far outside the three-point line, you're wrong. You have to close out strong no matter where they're at.
Pressure being applied by Wichita County, broken now by Delana Merck and the Mustangs. And a turnover on Valley Heights. It's Megan Rickey, just hit the big three into the front court, over to her sister Ashlyn. Right wing three, no. Rebound backside, though. Her putback, still no. Rebound ripped down by Delana Merck for the Mustangs. Two turnovers and two possessions for Valley Heights to begin this second quarter. And a foul here by Erica Chiriquez will be her first, team's first. Here in quarter number two. Valley Heights still moving right to left. Merck to trigger it in for the Mustangs. Needs help, finds Maggie Turber in the front court. Maggie with a right-handed dribble between the rings. Swings it back left side into the corner. Now to Ava Smith. Looking to drive baseline against the big Sydney Bierman down low. Now over to Mia Vermetten. Right corner goes Maggie. Thought about stepping into a three, but thought differently. Mustangs working offense here against this man-to-man defense. Smith drives right lane line, elevates, her shot no, fights for the rebound, and it'll be a jump ball. Possession stays here with Valley Heights.
Ava Smith, she spent some time on the bench in the first quarter due to foul trouble. She's back in here, just trying to find her way a little bit and get going offensively.
Both Ava and Audra, Steinford Smith for the Mustangs on the floor, each with two fouls. Lena Merck to trigger it in for the Mustangs into Ava Smith, and a foul here. She's going to go to the line for two. As she was hammered by Sydney Bierman. Going to send Ava to the line to shoot a pair. She's only got 2 points thus far here in this game, but because of foul trouble, hadn't been able to play very much.
Yeah, good to see her back in here. Get some minutes in the second quarter. Free throw on the way, in and out. Struggles continue for this Mustang team right now. From the free throw line, they shot 50%, 14 of 28 in the semis, and shot just 60% in the championship game at Substate. Second free throw is good, but they say she stepped over the line, so wipe it off. So got that as a miss, right?
Yeah.
I mean, guys, that's one out of five. That's a 20% clip right now.
Yep, they got to get better at that. You want to take advantage of those opportunities. They're free throws. They're easy points.
Steph K said about that last night,
yeah.
Huh? Mustangs down, or check that, up by three. Three on the way, top of the key, missed by Wichita County's Aspen Ricky. Rebound by Vermetten. Here comes Maggie Turber now, down low, thrown away. Saved in by Wichita County. They're looking to run. Aspen Ricky across the timeline, picked up by Vermetten, looking to drive baseline, loses the handle on it, saves it in, though, to her sister Megan. Megan Ricky in the lane, floater, no, rebound ripped down. Great aggressive rebound by Kessu. Delana Murph, but they say she stepped on the boundary, and Coach Rocksterman is beside himself. And he's not somebody who typically gets worked up, but
no.
He feels like a lot of contact is forcing that.
Yeah, Delana Murph had the rebound, was I'll just say it, felt like she was getting pushed, ended up standing on the baseline. They didn't call the foul instead of turnover Valley Heights.
Turnover on Valley Heights, and now in deflection, out of bounds off Wichita County as Megan Ricky can't hang on to it. Give me a reset of our turnovers right now, Bob.
So Valley Heights, they've got 9 turnovers, and we're barely into the second quarter. Wichita County's got 6.
Mustangs have it in the backcourt with Delana Murph. Needs help. Fine for Metten. Mia, middle of the floor, cross of the timeline. Maggie Turber throws it away. Deflection. Okay, out of bounds. It'll save Valley Heights basketball here.
The thing with Valley Heights, Wichita County's putting full court man-to-man pressure on. Valley Heights is able to throw it over the top of the press. But anytime Valley Heights gets the ball, you have to know somebody is going to be running from behind trying to steal that.
Maggie Turber misses a 3, rebound by Ava Smith. Her putback, no, but she's fouled and will go to the line for 2. Smith's putback at 10 pause was actually after Mia Vermetten had a rebound. So a couple rebounded, offensive rebounds there for the Mustangs. And Smith back to the line for 2, where she just went 0 for 2.
Yeah, that's 6 offensive rebounds here in the first half for Valley Heights.
Again, Smith unable to connect on the front. First free throw of the 2-shot foul. Merck has not been able to take a break yet. Coach Broxman is going to give her a breather, bring Ann Turber in. And we have blood. I think we might have blood here as Ava Smith goes to the sideline. The officials saw it on her person. So now they're going to have to, she's going to have to come out of the game. And Tessa Miller is going to have to come and shoot the second free throw.
That may be not necessarily a bad thing. Ava Smith had a few struggles here just recently, 0 for 3, so bringing somebody else to shoot the free throw, and that one's no good.
No good. So Mustangs now 1 for 7 from the free throw line here early in this game. In the backcourt still, Wichita County gets it across now with Ashlyn Ricky. It's a 16-13 ball game. Valley Heights never trailed in this game, up by 3 right now. 5:16 to go in the first half. That cut. Nice find and a shot rejected by Ann Turber. How about you, Turber? Off the bench. Emma Burning tried to get a shot up over, but a rejection and then a jump ball. Possession stays with Wichita County. Tarika is the trigger. Top of the key to Burning. Now left wing to Ashlyn Ricky. They'll reset offense here with 5 minutes to go in the half. Ashlyn, baseline try, throws it off the window and through. It's the closest this game's been since the opening tip. It's 16-15. Valley Heights lead by 1. Ann Turber in the backcourt needs help, finds Maggie. Needs to get across the timeline. They do to Mia Vermetten and a timeout by Coach Brockstrom. With 4:46 to go in the opening half, it's 16-15 Mustang. A 5-0 run here by Wichita County. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, located at 10 Public Square in Blue Rapids, is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 3. Congratulations to the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs on making it to state, and good luck. It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th, with spots, crosses, and Burks over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the Valley Heights timeout will be Mustang basketball with Maggie and Ann Turber, Mia Vermette, Ava Smith, and Audra Steinford on the floor. 16-15 Mustangs, 4:45 to go here in the opening half. Turber, Maggie breaks the timeline, looking to drive right lane. Line kicks in the corner to Vermette. Now out to Ann Turber on the right wing. Trap comes on her, gets it to Ava Smith, and a foul will be called here on Ashlyn Rickey. And you can definitely see this defense by Wichita County. Out of every timeout, they shifted up.
Yeah, Wichita County, they've gone to a 1-2-2 zone a couple different times here in the first half, and the guards up front, the point and the two wings, are chasing the ball no matter where it goes, so you're getting a lot of double-team situations on the ball handlers from Valley Heights.
Mustangs get it in. That was the fourth team foul as well, so next whistle against the Indians. We'll put the Mustangs in the bonus. Here's Steinford turn around at the baseline. No. And Wichita County clears the rebound. They can take their first lead of the game here with 4:20 to go in the half. To the corner. Three on the way. Is short. Nice rebound. Good blocks out there by Audra Steinford. Tips it over to Ava Smith. Now Maggie Turber gets it across the timeline. Trap comes. Gets it off to Ava Smith. Ava dribbles to the left wing. Shoots it in the corner to Ann Turber. Head fakes on a three. Needs help. Skips it far right. Right wing. To Maggie. Trap comes again, drives in the lane, finds Smith. Ava step through in the lane, shot no, but she's fouled. It will go to the line for two. Smith now will go for her fourth and fifth free throw attempts of the night. Yet to connect on one, and you'd like to see one go through right here.
Yeah, she needs that. She needs a little confidence.
First free throw, just short. Now 0 for 4 from the line. Duana Merck back in, Ann Turber to the bench. Smith, a 64% foul shooter on the season. 3:50 to go in the half. 16-15, Valley Heights up by one. Second toss by Smith. That one's too strong, and she stepped over the line again. So 0 for 5 now from the line. The Mustangs' struggles continue.
1 for 9 from the foul line in the game so far. You hope that doesn't come back to bite them later in the game.
Up by one here. 3:40 to go in the opening half. Wichita County turns it over. There's one thing that's been okay for Valley Heights. It's in the defensive side of the basketball. Up to Smith. Ava elevates. That shot's off the mark. Rebound ripped down by Wichita County. Breaking the timeline and taking away another turnover on the Indians. Here's Ava Smith. Gets the layup. That's huge for Miss Ava. The sophomore needs a little confidence boost. She gets a turnover in points.
Yeah, sometimes when you struggle as a shooter, you really overthink your shooting form and all those little details instead of just shooting naturally. And that time, sometimes you get those little layups that gets it back in sync.
Another turnover on Wichita County, and then Valley Heights turns it right back. Mustang 10th of the game. Now Wichita County into the front court, dribbling it with Audra Marcy. Top of the key now, Ashlyn Rickey resets. It's 18-15 Valley Heights with a three-point lead, 2:50 to go in the opening half. Top of the key, Bierman will not shoot from the outside. She's setting the pick here for Ashlyn Rickey. She's out about it. Skips it right wing now to Marcy. Straightaway three on the way by Megan Rickey is no good. Rebound ripped down by Mia Vermette. Defensive rebounds have been huge for the Mustangs here. Here's Maggie Turber. Was trying to dish it off to Smith and got caught. Had to throw it off the window. No good. Down the lane. Scoop shot missed badly. Hoping for a call there. No whistle comes. That was by Megan Rickey of Wichita County. The Mustangs to the basketball. Maggie Turber in the lane. Wide open left wing three by Delana Merck. In and out. But Ava Smith rebounds. Put back is good. Ava Smith. 6 minutes here in the second quarter. The Mustangs lead now by five.
That's where she's going to have some success. It's just hustle underneath the glass with offensive boards and putbacks.
20-15. Under 2 minutes to go in the half. Ashlyn Rickey looking to drive baseline, needs help, skips it back out. Audrina Marcy a three, no. Great box out by Audra Steinford again as she closes off the big 5'11 forward. And then Ashlyn Rickey picks up her third personal will send Maggie Turber to the line for two.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Audra Steinfurt, she may not be somebody that scores a ton of points for this team, but she does the little things. Two or three possessions in a row. Fantastic box out, able to secure the defensive board. Maggie to the line for two. First one spins out of there. There's a lid over the basket right now for free throws. We're making a few field goals, but somebody's got to make a free throw here.
One more coming here for Turber. We're trying to get her to double digits here in this first half. Eyes it, tries it, and buys it.
There we go.
She's got 10, now 2 for 11.
Yeah, 2 for 11.
From the strike. Steinfurt, big minute for her, goes and takes a break. Also, Mia Vermitten will take a break as Ann Turber and Olivia Scala check back in for the Mustangs. They lead now by 6. It should be 21-15. 90 seconds to go here in this opening half. Left wing, Wichita County elevates it down low, and Ann Turber takes it away. Another turnover on the Indians. Up the floor, Maggie Turber. Right wing, needs help, kicks it out. Delana Mert, nice find. Olivia Scala floating down the right lane line. No rebound, Ava Smith. Her putback, no. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Valley Heights. No. Out of bounds to Wichita County. Smith does such a good job of them. Elevate without contacting the defenders.
Yeah, she did a good job. Got another offensive rebound. That time she kind of faded away after she got the offensive board. You'd like to see her just take it right back at the rim.
60 seconds to go in the half. It's 21-15 Valley Heights. Shot put up by Dariquez. No, but a whistle and a foul. And is this going to be on Valley Heights? Coach Brockstrom cannot believe it. It's going to be on Ann Turber, her first.
Yeah, that was a tough one because Ann Turber came in from behind and kind of volleyball spiked at the ball, and that's what the official saw.
So Wichita County will, that's just the first team foul, by the way, on Valley Heights here in the second. Wichita County triggers it in. Top of the key to Brenna Rickey, and another foul. This one on Maggie Turber. 52 seconds to go, just the second team foul, so no stress about free throws here. But a six-point Mustang lead. Wichita County triggers it in to Brenna Rickey. Gives it off now to Emma Burning. Swings it left corner to Tariquez. To dribble it back with the right hand to the middle of the ring. Hand it off to Megan Rickey. Megan guarded by Ava Smith. Smith got those two fouls. Turber Maggie defending now Rickey. Megan cut off by Smith. 30 seconds to go in the half. Man-to-man defensive pressure phenomenal right now for Valley Heights. Megan Rickey skips it left wing. Head faking on threes. Brenna Rickey loses the handle on it, collects it, throws up a shot. No. And then a whistle and a foul will be called here.
Delana Merck was on the ground and the shooter landed on top of her.
Yeah. That's got to be a foul on Wichita County if you're going to call a whistle here. And they're going to call it on Delana Merck. Wow. And that's her first, team's third with 18 and a half to go.
Yeah.
Ava Smith out. Good.
I don't see how in the world that's a foul on Delana Merck. She's laying on the ground, and the offensive player, the shooter, just landed on top of her.
And a wild shot goes up and through by Megan Rickey. Entry pass to her. Four-point lead by the Mustangs. 10 seconds to go in the half. Jessa Miller into the game for the Mustangs. Gets it to Maggie. Left wing. 5 seconds to go, and a lot of contact and a pushing foul will send Maggie Turber to the line for two shots with 5 seconds to go in the half. That foul on Wichita County, their 17th foul, and that's also the third on Emma Burney. Turber buries the first. You got three fouls on Ashton Rickey, three on Emma Burney for Wichita County. No player with three fouls for Valley Heights. Second toss is true for Maggie Turber. She got 12 in the first half. 3 seconds to go. Here comes Wichita County down by six. Three on the way at the buzzer by Brenna. Rickey is short, and we've reached halftime. 23-16, check that, 17 for Wichita County. It's an even 7 points apiece in the second, and we have a six-point Mustang lead as we head to the Highland Community College halftime report. We're back in 2 minutes at Dodge City to summarize this first half. The Mustangs lead the top seed, Wichita County, 23-17, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Hey, welcome back to Dodge City, United Wireless Arena, the site for this Class 2A Girls State Tournament. And the opening game of the day, the 8 versus the 1 matchup, has been a good one so far. Welcome into the Highland Community College Halftime Report online at highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell, Jake and Boz on a Wednesday. Seth Tollison back at the studios here for Kansaland. Super glad he's feeling better right now, Boz, because I don't know what we'd do if he was still under the weather. See trouble. Woo! Halftime score here is Valley Heights 23, Wichita County 17, and the lead changes in this game, Boz, just one. Valley Heights has never trailed in this game. They got scoring started off the rip with a Maggie Turber three-point bucket. We've gotten close a couple of different times of getting back getting close to a tie.
Yeah.
The closest this got was a one-point lead by Valley Heights in midpoint of the second quarter, but a nice little run to end that first half by Valley Heights, led by, the Energizer Bunny. Ava Smith for Valley Heights. We'll go down to your first half statistics here in this ball game. Leading the way for the Mustangs, a phenomenal first half for Maggie Turber. Boston, the championship game at Substate on Saturday, just 2 points as she fouled out with 50 seconds to go in that game. She averages 14 a game.
Yeah.
12 first half points here for the senior guard. Wants to see two more games, and she's playing like it right now, hitting two threes in that first half to get her 12. Six for Ava Smith, four of those coming in the second quarter for Ava. 3 points for Delana Merck and two for Mia Vermetten. And so, again, Vermetten averages 7. Smith averages 12. Merck averaging 9. So underneath, you know, let's be honest, Mia Vermetten underneath her season average at this point. Ava Smith on pace. Maggie, well, she's overshooting her season average. Delana Merck, she's on pace a little bit herself. So we got to hope that this second half at least is as similar as we saw in that first half scoring-wise for Valley Heights.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they've got to keep things going offensively, and they're doing a nice job. Wichita County's played a couple different defenses, and Valley Heights really adjusted well, but they ran the same offense. They just adjusted how they did that, and against that zone, they're able to find the corners. The corners are open, and then diagonal skip passes to shooters at the three-point line or the high post area, that stuff that's going to be open as well. So offensively, Valley Heights did a nice job. They just one thing, they struggle from the free throw line a little bit. This could be a totally different score here at half. Even if they'd have knocked down half of their free throws, it'd be different.
I'll tell you right now, as well, Wichita County, we knew it coming into this one. The scoring for them, look out for the Ricky sisters. Sophomore, junior, and senior Rickies. Well, Ashland and Kinsey, or check that, Megan, each have 6 points in the first half. And then Breanne, she's got five. That's all the scoring for Wichita County coming from the three Ricky sisters here in this one. What other statistical categories stuck out to you in that first half, Buzz?
Well, really, I mean, it's pretty even across the board. One thing we really look at a lot is turnovers. You know, is one team gaining advantage there? Valley Heights has 11 turnovers, but Wichita County's got 10. When you look at shooting percentage, Valley Falls, like I said, they didn't have a bad first half. They were 28%, which isn't great. Valley Heights not shooting the ball super well in the first half, but not terribly bad. Wichita County really struggling from the field. They were 5 of 25 from the field, just 20%. And we mentioned this is a team, Wichita County is, they can knock down threes. They have really good shooters. They didn't show that in the first half, only 18% beyond the arc. They were 2 of 11. Now, that's a little bit scary when you look at that statistic because we know they can shoot. So at some point, they might start knocking down shots. As a coach, I always said, hey, teams aren't going to shoot that bad the entire game.
Yeah.
If they get hot, that can change the whole dynamic of the second half.
Do a state basketball opening round tournament. Halftime score 23-17. Valley Heights, again, has never trailed in this game. Got to within 1 point before a little 5-0 spurt for the Mustangs to close out that first half. What keys do you see the Mustangs in the second half to get them that upset win over the top-ranked team in the state here in 2A and make it to the semifinals on Friday?
There's two big things that I think Valley Heights just have to make sure they do in the second half. Well, actually, three things. You got to make free throws. That's the first thing. But second thing, I think they need to be patient on offense. They need to get to where they're attacking downhill. We didn't see them have a lot of success with that in the first half, but stay patient, attack when you have the opportunity, get downhill and kick to shooters. Second thing, or third thing they really have to do is their defense has been really good in the first half.
Yeah.
Coach Rocksterman mentioned it. They have to make sure they know where all the three-point shooters are. You can't let people roam free. Their closeouts have been great. High hands on the closeout. They just need to keep doing that in the second half.
High hands on the closeout, but we mentioned it in the second quarter. I want to reiterate it for the folks back at home, Bob. Otter Steinberg stands at 5'6", and she is boxing out 5'11", Sydney Bierman, to a perfection right now, not letting her an opportunity on the offensive glass.
Yeah, the offensive boards is kind of a big story in the first half. Valley Heights had 8 offensive rebounds. Wichita County had 2. And we mentioned it earlier, Audra Steinfurt, she's the workhorse. She's the one that doesn't get a lot of love. She does the dirty work. She gets the rebounds, boxes out. That's her role, though, and she does a fantastic job with it.
No foul trouble for Valley Heights right now, just Ava Smith and Audra Steinfurt each with 2 for Wichita County. Ashlyn Ricky and Emma Burning each have 3. Second half action coming your way next. 90-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Valley Heights leading Wichita County 23-17. Come back for half number 2.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Medicine is a special calling, and we would like to acknowledge our incredible medical staff in honor of Doctor's Day on March 30th. We would like to recognize Drs. Tony Barkowski, Jared Snyder, Heather Myers, and Alexander Hermish. Nurse practitioners Lori Leaker, Erica Winkler, Alexis Sobalmer, Erica Blesher, and Tiffany Engelken. Physician's assistants Sherry Wessel, Marcy Evans, and Jeremy Brandt. And our CRNA, Harry Stewart, for their hard work and dedication and loyalty to our patients. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Second half action ready to get underway here in Dodge City. It'll be now moving left to right across your dial. Valley Heights in their road black. Up 23-17 to begin this third quarter with the basketball. It's Delana Mertz to Maggie Turber between the rings. Outside it goes Mia Vermetten, and she throws it away. Turnover number one here in the second half for Valley Heights. Run out opportunity, layup up and through by Megan Rickey.
That's one thing Valley Heights, they just can't be careless with the ball. They've got to be very, very strong with their passes.
Mia Vermetten into the front court quickly. Here's Ava Smith, elevates from six, that's up and through.
I love that. I love to see Ava get a nice little jump shot in there. Maybe she can get some confidence.
Loose ball in the deck, picked up by Ashlyn Rickey, who's in the game starting the second half out with those three fouls for the Indians. Again, starters on the floor right now for Valley Heights. Here's a three on the way by Megan Rickey. No. Rebound by Megan. On the right block. Needs some help. Steps through some defenders and travels with it.
Boy, fortunate for Valley Heights. Ava Smith contested the shot, but then she didn't box out. Shooter was able to go down and get the rebound and ultimately got the traveling call and the turnover.
Delana Merck gets it into Ava Smith. Back to Delana, who breaks the timeline in the press with ease. Now she's caught, though, in the front court in a trap. Needs help, finds Maggie Turber, out to Ava, looking to drive right baseline, elevate, her shot bounces around and out. Rebound ripped down here by Wichita County and Erica Tariquez. Tariquez brings it across the timeline over to Ashlyn Rickey. Rickey with a left-handed dribble, looking to drive left lane line, but needs help. Back cut this time to her sister, and it's poked away. Taken by Delana Merck. Turnover number two in the quarter by Wichita County. Up to Ava Smith. She needs help as she's fouled here, and that's going to be number four on Ashlyn Rickey.
Boy, that would be a big blow if you are Wichita County. She kind of runs the offense, gets things set up the right way, and she's kind of pleading her case right now. She's not real happy she's got to come out of the game.
She'll come out with those four fouls. First team foul by Wichita County here in the quarter. Delana Merck to trigger it in straight away. Ava Smith, she'll elevate it from 17. How about you? Ava coming out hot here in the third quarter. She's got four quick ones, and the Mustang lead now is eight.
You know, after you asked me what the keys were the second half, I just kind of thought of this now. Obviously, getting Ava Smith going, getting her some confidence. If she can start scoring, watch out.
Breanne Rickey with the basketball gets it to her sister Megan between the rings, guarded by Ava Smith. Top of the key to Chariquez. Trying to figure out what they're going to do. And right now this man-to-man defense is causing problems for Wichita County.
Well, I really like this matchup. Ava Smith guarding Megan Rickey. Megan's a scorer for Wichita County, and Ava Smith doing a fantastic job.
Rickey misses a shot, and Ava Smith with the rebound. She'll bring it across the timeline with the left hand. Gets it to Delana Merck. Mustangs lead by eight, matching their largest of the game. Here's Maggie Turber driving baseline off the window. How about you, Maggie? Hits the deck hard, and it's a lead by 10. Now for the Mustangs. Up the floor comes Wichita County. A long three fake that time by Megan Rickey. Gets it off to her sister. Now kicks it on the right wing. It's Tariquez. And throws it away right in the hand. That's the third turnover of the quarter by Valley, or check that, Wichita County. Valley Heights by 10. Their largest lead of the game now. Maggie into the front court. Gets it off to Ava Smith. Drives in the lane. A foul will be called here. And you got this feeling right now, Buzz, that Wichita County's trying everything they can, but they're pressing a lot on the defensive end.
I think you're starting to see just, and we're 5 minutes, 17 left in the third quarter, so it's plenty of basketball
left. A lot of game time.
But I think you can start to see a little frustration in Wichita County.
Second foul on Breanne Rickey. Maggie Turber gets the entry, dribbles it to the left lane line, kicks it out to Delana Merck in the left corner. Again, the Mustangs moving left to right across your dial, so on the right side of the floor right now. Delana Merck drives into the lane, elevates off the window. How about you, Delana Merck? She's gone five. And it's a big run to begin this third quarter. It's an 8-2 advantage for the Mustangs. Timeout, Wichita County. 31-19 Mustangs. 4:59 to go here in this third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds to Dodge here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the coach Bryce Nicholson timeout, Wichita County with the basketball. Trailing now by 12, the largest deficit in the game for the top-seeded Indians against your Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. Down low quickly, shot missed. Rebound, though, put back up and through by Sydney Bierman. The first time we've mentioned her name all night, the 5'11 forward down low.
Yeah, they finally took advantage of that.
I think we got a warning. Yeah, we got a warning on head coach Bryce Nicholson of Wichita County because he was not happy about the fact that Bierman did not get an opportunity for an and one. The official quickly assessed the situation, and we're back in action here. Valley Heights with the basketball, up by 10, and they turn it over to Mia Vermetten into the hands of Wichita County's Brianna Ricky, and a foul here on Valley Heights. Yes.
Yeah, Mia Vermetten. She's got to be careful. What Wichita County's doing is they're trapping the corners so that diagonal skip pass is open, but got to read the backside defender. They're just kind of waiting, playing center field there, looking for the steal.
That was a second foul on Maggie Turber for the Mustangs. So Wichita County with the basketball down by 10. Three on the way by Brianne Ricky is good. We talked about it.
Yeah, what happened right there, they ran a high screen and roll. The defender for Valley Heights went under the screen, so Ricky just stepped back. Knock down the three. I don't think you can go underneath that ball screen.
Foul here on Wichita County is Maggie Turber. Hits the deck hard. She's hit the four three or four times today.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the third team foul. Second on Megan Ricky. So Mustangs with the lead of 7. It was 12 a second ago. So mini 5-0 run here by Wichita County. Ava Smith, she'll fire a straightaway three. That's nearly banked in. Vermetten tips it back out to Smith. Ava in the lane. Her shot missed. Merck with the rebound. Her putback is good. Delana now with 4 in the quarter. She's got 7, and the lead is now 9. It's 33-24, Valley Heights.
Boy, fantastic effort. It's been that way all game long on the offensive glass.
Into the corner. Comes to Burning. Now Megan Ricky down low. Bierman threw her hands and a near turnover. Ball still free, and Bierman comes away with it for Wichita County. Top of the key, three on the way by Brianne Ricky. No, rebound, Steinfurt, Audra for the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, and they're going to slow things down here.
Yeah, sometimes Valley Heights, they want to run so much, they get a rebound, and they just put their head down and dribble it. Maggie got stuck on that last steal. She had the steal, wanted to get down the court, but there was a defender right by her.
Ava Smith on the left wing will drive baseline through a defender, throws up a shot, and it drops. Ava Smith now, she's catching fire. She's got 6 in the quarter. It's 35-24 Valley Heights.
Boy, and she's been much, much more aggressive on the offensive end. She's attacking downhill and putting the ball in the basket. I love it.
12 in the game now for Smith, matching her season per game average, and a foul here on Delana Merck. Good idea. Again, the trap was coming, an easy steal potentially, but Merck gets the wrist.
Yeah, Delana Merck came from the backside. The spin dribble came right back to her, but Delana about took her arm off. She missed the ball and grabbed the arm. Easy call for the official, but great effort.
2:50 to go here as Maggie Turber will go out. Tessa Miller checks in for the Mustangs. Entry goes down low. Ava Smith guarding tightly. And a foul here or travel?
It's going to be a Delana Merck again.
It is. That's her third quickly. Megan Ricky on the block, and Ann Turber will check in for Delana, and I think just an opportunity here for Coach Brockman to say, hey, settle down.
Yeah.
Two quick fouls for Delana. So entry pass here. Wichita County's got it. Brianne Ricky, top of the key to her sister now on the right wing, Megan. Head faking on a three. Great defense by Ava Smith, and then Ricky's going to pick up a foul here as she just dove on top of her, and that's going to be her third. Ava Smith just frustrating her opponents on the defensive end.
Well, Megan Ricky, she's a 5'7 senior. This is a fantastic matchup. Ava Smith, 5'9 sophomore, but Ava Smith just absolutely frustrating Megan Ricky with her quickness.
Fourth turnover on the Indians here in the quarter. Ann Turber caught in the corner, but gets it off to Smith, who breaks the timeline. Ava needs help now. Back out to Ann. They swing it left wing to Tessa Miller. Tessa will reset offense to Ann. 2:20 to go in the quarter. It's 35-34 and a steal. Ricky, layup is good. That's Brianne. She's got 10 in the game. Turnover on Valley Heights. Is that 12, Boz, or
14?
Missed a couple. 2 minutes to go. 9-point lead for the Mustangs. Close to a 10 count. And Coach Broxham is going to take a timeout. as he's not happy because the Mustangs were close to a 10-second count there. 2:03 to go here in this third quarter. It's 35-26. Mustangs lead is 9. Back here in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dane's Automotive and Tire is your go-to destination for top-notch auto care. With a team of skilled technicians, with a combined 85 years of experience, we provide reliable repairs and maintenance services to keep your vehicle running smoothly. From routine oil changes to complex diagnostics and transmission repair, we've got you covered. Trust us for exceptional service and personalized attention. Visit Dane's Automotive in Waterville today or online at danesautomotive.com to experience the difference.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can actually cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. We have coverage options that will fit all your needs and your budget. Please contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, your local Farm Bureau financial agent.
KMZA.
Out of the Coach Brockman timeout, Valley Heights with the basketball, up by 9. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Tessa Miller and Turber, Ava Smith, Mia Vermetten, and Otter Steinford on the floor for the Mustang. Here's Vermetten to Ava Smith, drives in the lane, slices around some defenders, shot missed. Rebound put back up and through, Otter Steinford, and the foul.
Offensive rebounds. That's been a huge storyline for Valley Heights in this ballgame. Ava Smith drove the lane, aggressively missed the shot, but look who's there. Audra Steinford for the putback.
Big fan of hers. I know you are. And it dates back just last week to Substate when we saw her in the semifinals. And she's just a big-time player.
Absolutely. She's somebody that probably doesn't get the credit she deserves with all the effort. And those are those unnoticed plays that pay big dividends.
Three-point play completed by Audra Steinford. She's got three. And it puts the lead back up to 12, matching the largest of the game. A deflection, a travel instead on Wichita County. Boz, they have struggled to take care of the basketball here in the third quarter. That's five turnovers.
Six.
Oh, man. I just need to rely on you.
I got you, buddy.
On the Indians here in the third. Dwayna Burke checks back in. She's got it right now with the right-handed dribble across the timeline. Mustangs by 12, a minute 15 to go. Into the corner, it's Mia Vermetten. Left wing now, top of the key, Merck. Quick ball movement here by the Mustang.
Well, Wichita County, they went into a zone again, that 1-2-2 zone we've seen. So Valley Heights doing a nice job recognizing they got Ava Smith at the high post.
Tessa Miller drives baseline, had it caught on her hip, gets it out to Smith. Ava, back to Miller. Tessa shall fire a deep two. It's good.
Oh, she didn't hesitate.
Not at all. Largest lead of the game now is 14 for Valley Heights. 45 seconds to go in the third. Indians into the front court. Burning to the right wing. It goes to Riquez. Now off to Brianne Rickey, the sophomore down low to Riquez. Her shot no. Gets a rebound and put back. That's no good. And a foul. If that's on Merck, that's number four. And it is.
Well, Delana got caught in a bad spot right there. The rebound kind of shot long off the rim right back to the shooter. Delana tried to go straight up in her mind. I'm sure she did, but he was coming down with the arms.
Enriquez to the line. This is the first. That'll bring in Olivia Scala and Ann Turber to replace Steinford and Delana Merck. Second toss is good. Enriquez in the game now with 1 point. The Mustangs, 30 seconds till the third frame. Across the timeline, Ann Turber, head fakes on a three, but a travel. Officials definitely watch that. It's something that truly kind of came on the last couple of years.
Yeah, kids get a little happy feet now. They don't really establish a pivot foot, and they move that pivot foot a lot of times on the shot fake before they drive to the basket.
So now a 13-point lead for the Mustangs. 20 seconds to go in the third. Wichita County with the basketball. Well, they hold for one. I can't imagine that they would, but it's picked away anyway. Here's Mia Vermetten with the steal. Right lane line drive. Her layup, no, but she's fouled. And we'll go to the line for two after the hard foul by Brianne Rickey. And Vermetten, Boz, just picked the pocket of Rickey.
Yeah, it's been just a fantastic defensive effort from a lot of different players from Valley Heights.
So Mia to the line. 0-1 today, 71% on the year. First one is true. You want to look at free throws here in the second half, Fozzy?
Don't say it. Don't even talk about it.
I'm just
saying. Don't just say.
We were talking so much about how it was a struggle.
Let's just say this. It wasn't great in the first half. It's better. Doing better second half.
Second toss on the way. See, there's no such thing as a broadcaster jinx. She makes both. 10 seconds to go. It's a 15-point lead for Valley Heights. Now that's the largest of the game. Ricky Brienne with the right-handed dribble. 2 seconds. Elevates down low to Spearman. Her layup. It's missed. We go to the fourth quarter of action. Valley Heights up 42-27. Up by 15, their largest of the game. Fourth quarter action in this 2A opening round state girls basketball tournament. Coming back after this 1 minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, located at 10 Public Square in Blue Rapids, is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 3. Congratulations to the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs on making it to state, and good luck.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth quarter action, a three on the way. Misses everything for Wichita County. As Ashlyn Ricky comes into the game for the first time since about the 7 minute mark of the third quarter, Boss, because she's got four fouls.
Yeah.
Also in for the Mustangs, Delana Merck with four fouls. Let's reset your lineups here, Valley Heights, with the basketball. Here's a deflection, though. We'll hold off on this. Turber still in the backcourt and a timeout by Coach Broxerman. So reset your lineups here. It's Mia Verbeden, Ava Smith, Audra Steinfurt, Delana Merck, Maggie Turber. Starting five. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Still 42-27 Mustangs, instead of 41 to go in the game.
Parker Seed in Waterville is a DeKalb, Asgrow, and Midland dealer working to fulfill your need for seed. Congratulations to the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs and good luck at state. For all your seed growing needs, contact them at 785-562-6687. Parker Seed in Waterville. Go Mustangs! Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
KMZA.
Jacob Oz here on the broadcast of Class 2A Girls State Basketball. Out of the timeout, it's going to be Valley Heights with the basketball. They break the timeline, and Ashlyn Ricky just fouled out of this game with 7:29 to go in the contest.
But Ashlyn Ricky, she's pretty frustrated, but as a player, you got to kind of understand how the officials are calling the game, and they've called that block foul when she's defending the ball handler all game long.
Mustangs with the basketball. Ava Smith, skip pass from the right to the left. Maggie Turber head fakes on a three. Kicks in the corner to Mia Vermetten. To dribble it to the left wing. Top of the key now to Delana Merck. Back into the corner goes to Maggie. Zone defensive pressure here by Wichita County. And a pass too high through the hands of Ava Smith. Turnover on the Mustang. Indians looking to make some short work of a basket here. Into the corner. Three on the way by Emma Burney. No. Head fake. And a shot blocked by Delana Merck. But they'll call a foul. And Delana Merck has fouled out of this game.
Oh.
Wow.
If you could see this, Delana Merck absolutely blocked the shot. No question about it. Volleyball spiked it. And the official called the foul.
Wow. They said that it was after, it was a follow-through is what they called the foul on. It was a clean block. But then when she was coming down with her right hand, they said he hit the arm after the shot. That's going to send Megan Ricky to the line for three, and the biggest storyline of that is Delana Merck out of the rest of this game. She fouls out at 6:53 to go in this one with 7 points. First free throw was no good. Second free throw is good by Megan Rickey, and Leah Vermenten just smiles because they're not used to three shots.
Yeah, they were.
So she went to box out her shooter. Third shot is good. She gets 2 of 3, makes it 42-28. 29, makes it a 13-point lead here for Valley Heights. Ann Turber in the game to replace Merch. She gets it back to Maggie. They break the timeline in the corner to Mia. Top of the key, Ann Turber back left to Maggie. Now they're kind of trying to extend against this man-to-man that Wichita County has switched back into.
Yeah, they need it. Valley Heights needs to be patient.
That's going to be the fourth foul now on Brianne Rickey of Wichita County.
I really like the strategy, Coach Broxman, spreading out his offense a little bit. They're not in a stall game. They're just moving their guards out about 35, 40 feet away from the basket, trying to extend this man. That creates some driving lanes.
Maggie Turber with it between the rings will drive into the lane, as Boz just mentioned. Nice dish off and a double dribble or travel here by Turber. Seinfurt was going to be the benefactor of that drive.
That's a great idea. Good dribble drive by Maggie. She's just got to get the ball under control, jump stop, and make that bounce pass, because the help side defense is coming right up the lane, so you're going to have somebody open on the backside.
Big possession, I feel like, right now in this ballgame, Bob. 6:15 to go. 13-point lead for the Mustangs. With a dribble, it's Megan Rickey. Top of the key, kicks it left wing. Emma Burney, fixed on a three, gets it back to Megan, but it's poked away and taken away by Ava Smith. And she says, let's go, as that's the fourth foul now on Megan Rickey.
Well, have we said it before, or said it in the second half? Ava Smith, incredibly quick hands, just absolutely frustrating. Megan Rickey got another steal.
42-29, Mustangs with a defensive stop. Now they have the basketball. Up by 13, under 6 minutes to go in this one. Trying to pull an 8-versus-1 upset here in the opening round of the state tournament. Ann Turber loses the handle on it. Nearly a travel on the deflection, but a turnover by Wichita County. Mia Vermenten's there. Buzz, an easy lay-in for Mia. And then we have an injury, looks like, for Wichita County as
cramp.
Megan Rickey, yeah, she is definitely cramped. Oh, you can see that cramp from down here.
There, calf.
Oh, man.
Calf. There's a nice big ball on the calf there.
Let's step aside here, Seth. 44-29. Valley Heights leading Wichita County, 5:43 to go here in this ball game. Mustangs up by 15.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
KMZA.
Out of the injury stoppage, we've got a deflection out of bounds off Valley Heights. It'll stay with Wichita County. Let's reset your lineups here. Jake and Boz hanging out with you in Dodge City 2A Girls opening round state tournament. Ava Smith, Ann Turber, Mia Vermenten, Maggie Turber, and Otter Steinfurt on the floor for the Mustangs. Here's a deflection by Maggie Turber, picked up by Ava Smith. Another turnover on Wichita County. And they just can't get out of their own way on the offensive side of it right now. Turning this basketball over. And a foul here on Brianne Rickey. Boz, that's number 5 on her. The sophomore guard will have to join her senior or junior sister, Ashlyn, as that's number 5.
And what's interesting to me is I know Wichita County's playing very hard. They're very aggressive, very physical. But there's been times where they've knocked a Valley Heights player to the ground. And then the Wichita County player looks, yeah, like, what? I didn't foul.
Fourth team foul on the Indians. So from here on out, it'll be free throws for Valley Heights. Mustangs have it, top of the key. Ann Turber, now Maggie, head fakes on a three, drives into the lane, elevates, throws up a shot, missed, rebound ripped down by Wichita County, and instantly in full court pressure, here are the Mustangs. Coach Broxman saying, get back on defense. 5 minutes, all that's remaining here. It's a 15-point Mustang lead. Tariquez drives baseline, the senior shot short, rebound ripped down, Ann Turber for the Mustangs. Coach Broxman saying, now we can run up the court. Ava Smith, layup, it's good! Run out opportunities, 14 points of the game now for Smith, Timeout, Wichita County. It's 46-29, 4:49 to go in this one. We're stepping aside here. 2A state opening round matchup. The local Valley Heights Lady Mustangs are rolling right now, up by 17.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
4:49, all that's left in this one. That's a lot of time in the game of basketball. It's 46-29, Valley Heights. Lady Mustangs have never trailed in this game. The closest it's got was 1 point in the second quarter, but a second-half surge by these Mustangs. They lead by 17. They're doing it without one of their best, senior guard Delana Merck, who fouled out of this contest with 6:53 to go in this ballgame. Out of the timeout by Wichita County, they have the basketball to the Indians into the front court. Megan Rickey, guarded by Smith. Megan drives right lane line, throws up a wild shot. Rebound ripped down by Ann Turber. And Buzz, the Indians, of their scoring tonight, two of their top three scorers have fouled out of this game.
Patience right now should be the name of the game for Valley Heights. They don't need to be in any rush whatsoever.
Free ball possession, jump ball will stay with Valley Heights. 4:20 to go in this one. I think you're right. I think Coach Brock is kind of telling his girls that right now.
Yeah, and I think if you're Coach Brock, he's probably already said it to him, but stay away from the corners on the baseline. Wichita County's been trapping the corners all night long, so spread your offense high. Run your, instead of going to the corner, stay up about free throw line extended.
Ava Smith on the entry is shot. Oh, and a late whistle will get a foul here on Emma Burning. That's going to be her fourth. It's going to send Ava to the line. That ball has almost hit the ground before the whistle was blown.
I wonder if he was thinking maybe, hey, that's the follow-through on the block. It was kind of the same call that they got Delana Merck on.
Smith to the line for two and makes the first, and you love to
there
see that.
There you go.
Love to see that, Boss. Her first free throw make of the day was 0 for 5 to this point, but see the confidence now on 25. Second one, it's true. Maybe some nerves early on.
Oh, yeah.
She's a sophomore. Lest we forget how young she is.
Yeah. Well, and it's tough, you know, like I said, nerves. And also, you got to remember, you're playing in an arena here. There's probably 200 feet behind the basketball goal. Your kids aren't used to seeing that in a high school gym. It's a different. Your eyes see that different.
Lead is now up to 19, the largest of the game for the Lady Mustangs. Twin Valley League trying to show out here against the High Plains League and the top-seeded Indians from Wichita County. Here's Tarika, top of the key, and she throws up a shot. Let's say on the floor, on the shot. It'll say on the floor, and that's going to be the second team foul on Valley Heights.
I felt like that was about 7-8 seconds right there.
Yeah, should have been a five count, maybe.
I was thinking maybe a five count.
Third foul on Ava Smith. Ann Turber out of the game. Down low they go to Bierman. An easy lay-in for Sydney Bierman. Boss, just her second basket of the game. And here's a double dribble now by Valley Heights. As great hands that time by Audrina Marcy to stop the drive of Mia Vermetten. And again, 3:49, a lot of time left.
A lot of time left. You kind of get this feeling from Valley Heights. If you can get a couple offensive possessions and run some clock, then you're going to feel a little bit easier. You're going to put yourself in a better position. They can't have quick turnovers and easy buckets.
Megan Rickey to trigger. She gets it into Audrina Marcy, who just forced that turnover. And then a pocket pick by Tessa Miller. Miller, easy runaway layup. It's short. Rebound ripped down by Bierman for Wichita County.
Oh, those are tough ones. And you kind of get the feeling like, hey, things are bouncing Wichita County's way a little bit right now.
Yeah, Mia Vermette just picked up a foul. That's going to be the third team foul on Valley Heights. And if there's one thing you don't want to do is giving Wichita County an opportunity at the free throw line with no time running off the clock. Wichita County with the basketball. Mustangs still up by 17. 3:30 to go in the game. Megan Rickey guarded by Smith. Dribbling it to the right lane line. Caught, needs help. Double team comes. Turns around, throws it off the window, no, but there's Beerman, a rebound, her putback, still no, and ripped down by Ava Smith for Valley Heights. 3 minutes to go. 48-31, Valley Heights leading Wichita County in a foul. Smith will go back to the line for two. And that's going to be number five on Megan Rickey. So all three Rickey sisters have fouled out of this ball game. And, Boz, they were your leading scorers for Wichita County. Breanne Rickey with 10 points. Megan Rickey just fouled out right now. She's got 11 in the ball game, and Ashlyn Rickey had 6.
Tough to make a comeback if you're Wichita County when your scorers are all sitting on the bench. It's kind of like, okay, who's going to step up? Who's going to put points on the board for us? And they just really don't have anybody right now.
First free throw good by Ava. Second toss, true as well. 50-31, back to the largest lead of the game of 19 here for the Mustangs. And barring something absolutely incredible, Maggie Turber picks up a foul here, the fourth team, her third. With, you like to think, without the Rickey girls on the floor for Wichita County, Valley Heights just has to not foul down the stretch here, and you're going to find yourself on Friday.
Yeah, the best offense for Wichita County has been off of a sideline inbounds pass where they just go right down inside.
Debbie Beerman, and they do so right there, and Beerman is fouled by Olivia Scala. That's Scala's first two free throws here for the Southpaw. First one is no good. But the biggest thing of that is that's the 15th foul.
Yep.
So every whistle against the Mustangs from here on out is two free throws for the Indians. Second toss by Beerman is good. The senior from Wichita County. Full court pressure here by the Indians. Mia Vermette in the backcourt, under 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. 50-32. Valley Heights lead by 18. I just see some of the offense. Yeah.
I'm coaching on the sideline here. I'm like, whoa, slow down, slow down. Now Maggie Thurber just brings it out almost to half court. Going to burn some clock.
Enriquez picks her up, now gets it off, does Turber to Tessa Miller, who drives between the rings, over to Olivia Scala, back out to Ava Smith. We've seen this from Valley Heights, the ability to work clock like this.
Yep.
Happened in the sub-state semifinals against Bennington. Can they do it again here? 2:15 clock moving here in this one, and the Mustang faithful can start to feel it.
Yep, I love it. You don't see this a lot in the game today where you pull out the defense and make them decide what they're going to do. Right now, Valley or Wichita County, they're not fouling.
They're not fouling, as Coach Bryce Nicholson doesn't instruct them to. Just working offense here. Under 2 minutes to go. Maggie Turber, easy layup. It's good. Maggie Turber saw a line. She went right down that buzz. It's a 20-point game. Coach Brogerman, he's going to empty the bench here for the Mustangs.
I love it.
Down low to Beerman. Her shot is good. At this point, they call them garbage points.
Yep.
At this point of the game, Valley Heights, Spas, they will upset the top-ranked team here in this tournament. They're up by 18 with under 90 seconds left of this in this one. We'll have a brief post-game interview with Coach Brockstrom before we have to get ready for our next matchup of Riverside. Here's ball loose on the deck. Tie up, turnover on Valley Heights. Give possession over to Wichita County as Valley Heights will start to bring in Josie Parker will come in off the bench, a 5'11 sophomore. Also in the game, Lindsey Gray for Valley Heights. Avery Stevenson off the bench as well. And Paige Miller off the bench for Valley Heights. Staying on the floor to be Tessa Miller, but man, this feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Here's the thing. You come into the state tournament, you see the matchup, 8-1. And sometimes that can have a mental effect on your team. Like, oh, my gosh, we got to play the one seed. They're undefeated. Valley Heights, I think Coach Boxman did a fantastic job. I didn't see any doubt in these Valley Heights players.
Kind of a slow start for some of the kids, but Maggie Turber, she had 9 points in the first quarter to get it going for this Mustang team. There was a foul, and Sydney Bierman's at the line to shoot a pair. That foul was on Josie Parker, her first. But you saw it in the eyes of Maggie Turber. And then once the game started to settle in a little bit, you saw the other girls settle in as well.
Yeah, you get rid of those nerves, and you have a teammate that's starting to score, and that's contagious. All of a sudden, people are saying, okay, we can do this.
Paige Miller with a nice defensive rebound on the missed free throw. We'll get her name etched in here a little bit for a defensive rebound. And the Mustangs, under a minute to go, up by a score of 52-35, and we got a substitution timeout by the official. I like that there. Coach Braxman doesn't mind either. But with just 49 seconds to go, this Mustang team out of the Twin Valley League, buddy, will take on the winner of Riverside and Hoxie. We'll have that game on 103.9 KNZA. Tip off for that scheduled for 4 o'clock. Here's Tessa Miller with it. Gives it off now to Lindsey Gray. 30 seconds that remains, and Gray will dribble it off her knee out of play. That's 20 now?
21.
21. Turnovers on Valley Heights here in this one. Again, we'll have a post-game interview with Coach Brockstrom and just feel that excitement for this program. We've been seeing it the last few games now from this team. They've got every opportunity to make a push here at the state tournament as Wichita County turns it over for their 20th of the game. Just 16 seconds, all that remains. All you got to do is get it across the timeline. Wichita County's not fouling. And they do right there. Josie Parker with it. And, deflection. It'll stay with Valley Heights. We're trying to get to our fun little, exciting call to end this game, but too many stoppages. 8 seconds to go. We see a shot here from Valley Heights.
I don't think so.
Out to Tessa Miller, thought about a three. 3 seconds, all that's left. A three will get thrown up by Paige Miller. No, and that's your ball game. Valley Heights will move on to Friday to the semifinal round as they knock off the top seed, Wichita County. Your final score, Valley Heights 52, Wichita County 35. Number one goes down, number eight moves on, and the Twin Valley League just shows out in Dodge City year in and year out. We're back in after this 2-minute timeout for our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show after this.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeltley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
The crop sale closing date is, of course, fast approaching. So now's the time to lock in your crop insurance coverage with Farm Bureau Financial Services. Contact me, Kirk Peterson, Farm Bureau agent in Seneca, Kansas, or my colleague Anna Baker to help you protect your operation. We can help you review details of the new crop year and determine the right coverage options for you. Contact Farm Bureau agent Kirk Peterson today to protect your bottom line. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Hey, back here in Dodge City, we are excited here for our Valley Heights Lady Mustangs. Jake Spaulding alongside Chris Boswell, Seth Tollefson back in the studios here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca, your local sports authority all year long covering these local teams and doing it the right way. And now in the state tournament, we're seeing the benefits of these kids, the work that they put in year or game in and game out. Boz, this Mustangs team comes in with an 18-5 record, taking down a perfect 23-0 Wichita County team. Wichita County, Boz, was averaging 64 points a game. Valley Heights holds them to 35 in this opening round state basketball game. Wichita County was giving up just 36 points a game. They gave up 52. When you look at the flip side, well, Valley Heights, they score 54 points a game. They scored 52 today. They gave up 42. They held underneath that. They played their game. Wichita County was not able to because of this Valley Heights team.
Yeah, Valley Heights did exactly what they wanted to defensively. They didn't allow a lot of success from the three-point line. Coach Brockerman told us before the game, they've got shooters. We got to make sure we account for all of them. We can't lose track of where they're at, and that's just what they did. I don't know that maybe one or two times Valley Heights got confused on their rotations and there was open three. 95% of that game, they were right there with them the entire time. Just outstanding defensive effort by Valley Heights.
A great game in all phases of it. Valley Heights never trailed in this game. There was one lead change. You can't even really call it a lead change.
No.
It was 0-0.
Yeah.
And then Maggie Turber buries a three. That got this game going for Valley Heights. Turber started it. She was the spark. Again, she had 2 points in the sub-state championship game. Fouled out of that contest. Frustrated. Didn't make any free throws. Struggled. And Coach Brockerman said she was struggling tonight, and I feel bad for her. I'm glad that we made it to state. She came out here with reckless abandon in her senior game. She did not want this being her final game.
Exactly right. She wasn't going to let this opportunity get away from her. You know, I'm sure they won the state sub-state championship game. She knew she had another game. She was just absolutely going to take advantage of it. Man, she came out hot, knocked down some shots, really got her team going early.
Final statistics here tonight, leading the way for Valley Heights. She only had 6 at halftime, Boz, but a massive 12-point outburst in the second half. That was 8 points in the third, 4 in the fourth. Ava Smith with 18 points tonight for Valley Heights. And next up was Maggie Turber. She had, again, a great first half, 12 points to get the pace started for Valley Heights. She finishes with 16, and then it goes down. 6 points for Mia Vermetten. 7 points for Delana Merck, who fouled out of this game with 6:53 to go in it. 3 points for Audra Steinfurt, and 3 for Tessa Miller, I beg your pardon, for Valley Heights, leading the way for Wichita County. Again, we knew it coming in. It was going to be the Ricky sisters, and all three Ricky sisters fouled out in the fourth quarter. But Ashlyn finished with 6, Megan finished with 10, Breanne finished with 10. But again, the major portion of this game, it was the defensive pressure by Valley Heights that frustrated this Wichita County team. Coach Brocks, congratulations, my friend. What a win, what a game for your program and an 8 seed. I told you last week, Boz and I are kind of used to coming out and broadcasting 8-1 matchups and being successful. What are you thinking right now?
Extremely proud of the girls' effort. They battled, and we knew we would, and that's what they've done all year for us. They didn't do anything different than what they've done all season. I just think that maybe Wichita County hasn't seen anything like it. And proud of the girls. We're going to take on a tough Riverside or tough Hoxie team. I know those teams are tough, and we'll just look forward to the next one, too. Enjoy this now, but look forward to the next one.
The ability for your team to now get that kind of, again, every state team's got that monkey on their back. Win one game, we're guaranteed 2. Now that that's happened, you know, again, I know you wanted to go celebrate, and I appreciate you taking some time with us, but what was the reaction like in that locker room?
The girls are thrilled, man. This allows us to take it as far as we can, get to Saturday. And if you're playing on Saturday, you've extended your season as far as you can. And for the seniors, that was really important to them. They want to get as much out of basketball season as they could their senior year.
Yeah.
And there they are. They did it. So we're proud of that. They were thrilled. They were excited. But there's a focus about them. I know they're going to come back and be ready to play this next one, semifinal.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach, talk about, you know, pregame we were talking a little bit, and you mentioned the shooters that Wichita County had. How did you feel your team? I mean, I'm just saying, hey, they did a fantastic job, but give me some insight on what you told the girls before the game and how you felt they did throughout the game.
We knew we would have to press outside the free throw line on this. Like to set a lot of screens on the top. They like to set a lot of flare screens, and you saw that. And we knew we'd have to extend. We'd have to maybe extend past what we're usually used to guarding other kids, because they do have range. They do have shooters. But I think we really flustered them. We never allowed them, or very rarely did they get their feet set and get a really good look at a shot. They were always scrambling to get one up. And it was big for us, because we, you know, as part of our game plan too, was attacking those three sisters, the Ricky sisters. They're very good. And attacking them, because we knew they were handsy. We knew they'd get in foul trouble. So big part of our game too is they had to play with their hands back. They couldn't be as defensively aggressive against us as maybe they had planned to be. And we were so good at that tonight that they were all three on the bench at the end of the game. So we were pretty pleased with that.
I want to know, here's another question I got for you. There's a couple games that we've been able to broadcast. You guys do a fantastic job crashing the boards. You guys had 16 offensive rebounds tonight. And what is your mindset, or what do you instill in the girls to have them be that aggressive on the glass?
I think it's funny, the girls will talk about it. They'll know quickly in a game if somebody's there. Because I think we're so physically with each other in practice.
Yeah.
They know in a game when a shot goes up and they're not getting hit that, okay, maybe I've got some opportunities on the glass. And even early in this game, the girls going, we can get offensive boards, you know, talking to each other, saying they're not boxing us out, they're not hitting us. I think they can sense it a little bit, but we talk about hustle points, and to us, hustle points are sprint and transition and work for offensive rebounds. Those are points where you don't need anybody to pass you the ball. You don't need to create anything yourself. That's just points you can get out of effort. So we do emphasize those things, and they got after that tonight.
I got to just ask you real quick, Coach. You're wearing a suit. You got a jacket on. Was there ever a moment you were going to take that jacket off during that game?
I think my piss stains with it. I mean, honestly, that's part of it. Might have been a little embarrassing for me. But, no, don't wear a suit often, but for state, I've got to bust it out.
You're looking great, man. The girls look great today. Briefly, if you can, talk to me about Maggie Turber. She had a struggle in that championship game on Substate on Saturday. She came out the gates on all cylinders here today.
We knew that we would need her handling the ball. This team does pressure, and they pressed most of the game, and we knew we would need her to be sharp. She was a little out of sorts in that Substate championship game, but she even talked about it. Even before this game tonight, she said, yeah, I wasn't myself, and recognized it and knew we needed her. I think she was focused and ready to play.
Ava Smith leads the way with 18 points. Maggie had 16. And, again, when you've got balance like that, Boss talked about it at the top of our broadcast, it can come from anybody on your team right now, Coach. Congratulations. We will have you on Friday taking on the winner of here, Riverside and Hoxie. Go celebrate with your team. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Much appreciated.
Coach Jordan Brockstrom of the Lady Mustangs, taking some time with us here today. We'll get our final statistics and pick our player to bank on here tonight. The player to bank on is presented by the Farmers State Bank, with locations in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Boz, tonight, you know, as you're looking at this game, I know you love to share the love, but I want to know, who are you feeling right now for our player to bank on tonight, presented by Farmers State Bank?
I do like to share the love, because there's so many girls that played really good tonight. But here's the thing. I'm going with Ava Smith.
Yeah.
And this is a tough one, because Maggie Turber had a great game. But the reason I'm going with Ava Smith is the struggle for her in the first half. It was there. And you could see some frustration in her mindset in the first half. Second half, well, she had how many points a half?
Ava had six at halftime.
6 points at halftime.
Yeah.
She finishes the game with 18. She was struggling from the field. She just couldn't get anything going. Oftentimes, kids will put their heads down and worry about the fact that I'm not scoring. Well, she didn't put her head down. She just flat got after it in the second half. The other reason is she was struggling from the free throw line. Second half, she didn't miss a free throw. She knocked all four down. She got after it. She just completely changed the mindset, didn't get frustrated. Mental fortitude. I'm giving it to Ava Smith.
Ava Smith, tonight's player to bank on, presented by the Farmers State Bank. Timeless values with modern banking, with locations in Onega, Manhattan, and Westmoreland. That'll do it for us here from Dodge City, here on 92.1 FM KMZA. Valley Heights defeats Wichita County. The 8 knocks off the 1, 52-35. They await the winner of our next game. You'll have to go to sister station 103.9 FM KMZA to hear that, as it'll be Riverside as they take on Hoxie in a 4-5 matchup. Could we have two local teams taking each other on with a chance for a state title? We'll find out here in just a little bit. For Seth Tollison back in studios, my partner Chris Boswell, this is Jake Spaulding. Switch over to 103.9 FM to see who your Valley Heights Lady Mustangs will take on in the semifinal round on Friday. Once again, your final score, Mustangs 52, Indians 35. That'll do it for us. Switch over to 103.9 FM KNZA for Riverside Hoxie all across our MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.